Y'all, we are here with truly one of my favorite new-ish metal bands. Y'all have been around for a couple of years now. We got Vended here. We got Jeremiah, Simon, and Cole in the house. Just wrapped up their show in Durham, North Carolina here. I got to tell you, first of all, thank y'all for doing this again.
Of course.
Because they've already been guests on the Rock Feed podcast, but my SD card died, and I felt horrible and terribly embarrassing. They're doing this again. First of all, tell me how y'all met, how the band formed, for those who don't know, and how it all started out there in Des Moines, Iowa.
Me and Griff went to middle school together, and I would always see him running through the hallways, you know, fucking singing at the top of his lungs, and I had no clue who he was. And I played guitar,
right?
So I was like, let's start a band, you know? And I was like, that's my guy. So he'd be singing in the hallways and whatever, and I was like, all right, I need him. So we played the talent show in eighth grade, played Smells Like Teen Spirit, and then we got to high school, and we're like, all right, let's really get serious.
Hell yeah.
And he's like, I know a guy, Simon. So we come over, we jam, whatever, play a couple songs, and it's just like instantly we're connected, we're jamming. And then a couple months later, we get JJ through connections and social media and stuff. And a couple years later, we get Grodd, or about like a year later,
yeah.
pretty close. And then we just jammed and wrote and played in the basement for like 3 years before we ever played our first show. We just hang out, play music, hang out, drive around, go fish, go whatever during the summer and everything.
Y'all are fishermen?
Fishing,
my
doing
voice.
Whatever, man. Just hanging
Let's
out.
Let's go.
And so it started when we were 14, and now we're 20, 21, 19, you know. So about 6 years into this, and we're just starting to get rolling. So
right. What's it like growing up out there in Iowa, out there in those cornfields? What's a lifestyle like being in Iowa?
Well, let's see here. it's kind of... I think personally it's kind of cool because it's like, it's so small, you know, it's like everybody knows each other there. You can go into a gas station and be like, hey, what's up, Bob? You know what I mean? Like, it's just weird. It's just everyone knows each other from someplace, high school, work, any, and it's like, obviously, like, since we live there, since we were born, we're just getting bored of it. But when new people come in, I'm always like, yo, you'll enjoy this, you'll enjoy that. But I feel like it's a good place for music, like for us, because it just, the winters there are so fucking cold, and it's like it brings the best out of you because you're like, oh, I'm so freezing, I don't want to practice, and then you just have the most insane set. So it's like, yeah, Iowa's pretty sweet, and growing up there is pretty cool too.
Y'all really go 110% live. I'm not just saying that. Look them up on YouTube. You watch these guys. I'm like, man, y'all. Jeremiah sat down. He left a butt print from sweat on the. You know, it's like y'all really are about this. You know, how did you develop that live performance and that cohesiveness as a band?
Like we said earlier, or Cole said earlier, it was just like 3 years of practice in the basement. And then after that, you know, it's the 100 show rule. Like after 100 shows, everything seems to kind of just like line up and you kind of just become who you are on stage and everything.
Am I the only one came out? You've been evolving your sound slowly, you know? What can fans expect from you musically going forward? What are the plans? You just wrapped up this huge tour with Bullet. So I want to walk back really quick and just talk about, because I love Bullet for My Valentine. How has that tour been with those fellas that I love very much?
The guys are great. The crew is great. It was like 3,000 plus people every
huge
night
shows.
Going fucking wild. And, you know, they brought us in. They treated us like family, which not a lot of bands do. Some bands do, but they really treated us like family and made us feel at home. And it was great. Every night was fucking wild. And yeah, it was crazy.
That's so cool.
Those are crazy people. They're crazy.
Yo, shout out Padge. We love you. We love you so much, Padge.
Let's go. Padge is the man. I mean, that tour was so cool because I know y'all probably picked up a ton of fans from that.
It helped out a lot.
Seen y'all, it's impossible to walk away not going, man, they are going for it 1,000%. You know, Griff is a great front man, really, really, you know, shades of Corey Taylor 2.0, you know, in some ways, a lot of just natural comparison there. And
he's the seed.
Yes, 100%. Simon, I want to ask you, like, how you got into drumming, and, like, you are a beast on the kit, sincerely. And I was watching you tonight. I'm like, this dude is just beast mode out here. Tell me about your journey in drumming.
Well, as far as I can look back, I don't really know much, but there is a picture or Polaroid picture of me on a tour bus with a snare, like a cartoon snare drum or whatever. And I guess that was like my first, like every time picking up drumsticks. And I was like, not even one yet. So I've been playing drums since I was 1 year old, and it feels already like a lifetime because it is.
Right.
It literally just from day one already just been pounding the skins. So,
well, it shows because I mean you're very talented. What are the plans in 2024 that you can share?
Well, we got one new song out.
Yep.
The fans have been digging it. You know, we've been playing it live for about 8 months now.
Yep.
You know, we played it before it came out and they dug it. And then we released it about, you know, a month and a half ago and stuff with the video and everything. And that song was done raw in the studio with no click and no samples.
I love
you know,
that.
Straight up, we all were in the room and we fucking press play, recorded it. And we did 20 takes just over and over and over, no click in the room. And, you know, the energy came out that way. And that's just how we roll. So anything coming forward, that's kind of the energy we're bringing, is raw in the room. We want you to feel like you're listening to us here on the stage in the headphones. So
dude,
bring that energy. So that's kind of where we were coming from with that. And as of coming forward with new stuff and in the future, I don't know. I mean, y'all want to elaborate?
I know what's coming. A nice big nap.
Yes. Well deserved.
I feel like it hasn't ended yet, but yeah, I don't know. It's just going back to the like the single and everything. It just, we came out with no music at first, you know, and everyone just got to see what we do live, and that's just what we want to do. Is if you remember seeing us at our first show, our second show, our third, like so forth, we want you to imagine it, you know, just exactly how you see us on stage is exactly what you're going to listen to. So it's just pure energy and just rawness.
The thing about Vended that I think is so cool is watching you all from the first show in Iowa. I remember that. I didn't get to go, but I remember like what a big deal that was. There's genuinely a lot of hype behind that. You know, what was that experience like, really starting your career, where you're from, and what were the nerves going into that show? Were you nervous? What were the feelings?
It was a crazy time, but you know, like after the show, it was just like, this is our calling, you know, like this is what we've always wanted to do. It's what we dreamt of. I don't remember much from that show. Like my adrenaline was just like through the roof. All I remember is just like the red lights, and honestly, the monitors actually looked like this. That's kind of creepy. yeah, I don't remember a whole lot. Just a little bit to the wood. Mm-hmm, yeah, the wood.
I remember this. I remember driving in my vehicle with, I think, Cole and Griff or something. I don't remember who was fully there, but I just remember us. We went to a show, and we drove back, and we're going back to our practice space. I hit a curb. No. Like, this is before the show. Man, I just go, man, that show was awesome. We should book a show. And it happened. I emailed the promoter that night, and I was just like, hey, we want to play a show. And they were like, okay. And then out of nowhere, we were just like, oh, fuck. It has started. Like, that's how it felt. Like, it was just random and cool, and it was just like one of those moments. It was spontaneous. It was just a random thought, like, if I never did that, or like if we never decided that, we, who knows when we would have played a show? Like, it just was super random.
Totally.
And the crazy thing about that first show is it was, I believe, on March 8th of 2020. So it was literally within a couple days from when everything went to shit. So it was like we barely slipped in. We barely slipped in before everything was done. You know, we played the show and we went home, whatever, and it was like, oh, pull the plug, everything's done. So that gave us another fucking year to just practice. And we played a show, so we know what to expect and stuff. So I don't know. Yeah.
Now y'all have toured so much, and I truly mean this.
Every day.
I go to shows around the country. Pretty much everywhere I go, Vended is there. How many times have I seen y'all this year in various places throughout the U.S.?
Freaking New York, man. We've got, I swear, like our management, one of the like main guys there, every time he comes to the New York show, he's always like, I swear, I see you guys every other month here.
Yeah.
And this is the only band that I know that comes here this much.
That is true, y'all.
I'm like, oh man, I forgot I was here like 2 months ago.
Y'all, how many months have y'all been on the road this year? Because y'all really are out here doing it.
I can't do the math right now.
5 months out of 11 months.
Bands don't really tour like that anymore.
Yeah. So I guess, yeah, we've been out here for like 5-6 months, yeah, or whatever. And that's honestly a little less than before, in all honesty. Yeah.
So y'all are probably 5 shows or so, 4 shows maybe from finishing out the year. Very strong. It's been a huge year for y'all, obviously. What are the plans when you get home? Because I know y'all are tired, and I'm so thankful for y'all doing this.
I'm going to bed. I'm going to pet my dog. That's it. Just going to chill out.
The new COD, anybody? What do y'all do in your free time?
God, I'm playing the new freaking COD.
It's sick, dude.
I'm excited.
It's so sick.
I'm just doing the same thing as him. Or go to bed, take a shower, and play some games.
You know? Hell yeah.
Eat some very good food.
Yes. Are we Xbox or PlayStation or PC?
Xbox and PC.
PlayStation, baby. Oh,
what? I'm an Xbox guy.
PlayStation.
I'm Xbox all day.
They're noobs. Yes.
So is it just Call of Duty? What else are we playing?
Minecraft.
I fuck with it.
Hell yeah, Minecraft, bro.
Minecraft.
And Red Dead Redemption 2. The bro. Fucking cowboy game.
Bro.
I be farming, I be fishing, I be shooting. You fucking
I'm
know it.
I'm flipping that.
Oh yeah.
Farming, I be fishing.
It's COD for me. I haven't played COD recently because they've been shutting down a lot of crap on it, and it's just kind of, it's been toxic, but I've been playing that new Texas Chainsaw game.
That's sick.
Yep. The game is so good, and it makes my heart pump, so.
What's the other game like that?
Dead by Daylight?
A few years.
Dead by Daylight's way. Yeah. Shit. I used to be insanely, like, into that game, and then it got to a point where everyone has been just the biggest wuss of all time. And if anyone here plays Dead by Daylight, I'm talking to you, because seriously, the whole community in that franchise, they're the biggest pussies of all time. I'm yes. sorry, but it's true. They complain about everything, and then it makes it into a whole nother thing, and they're like, this game sucks. I'm like, well, it's because you turned it into that way. So
I've been freaking out about the announcement from Rockstar Games this week that the new Grand Theft Auto is coming in December. I hope y'all are not on tour when that
you
comes
wanna
out.
You want to know a fucking fact?
Let's go.
I was in fifth grade when GTA came out.
Isn't that insane?
I was 10.
G5?
I was 10. Is that crazy?
Dude.
I was too young to even play that game.
That is insane.
Now I'm going to go buy it in the store, and they're not going to ask if I'm 18 or anything.
That's right. You have to lie. No, I'm good. I'm good, bro. That game's going to be crazy. I got to say this. I was thinking about this the other day. What would it mean for a band to have their music in GTA 6?
That's Dude, insane. We were talking about this stuff the other day of, like, having our music in, like, a commercial or some shit. I mean, like, I played so many games growing up, and that's how I, like, discovered music. Not even just, like, from Guitar Hero or a rock band.
Madden.
Just like Madden, a bunch of racing games. Yeah, Tony Hawk especially and everything, or like all the skate games too.
It's only gotten bigger. Like gaming at that time was huge, but now it's like 10x the entire music industry. It's massive. And to have, you know, even Call of Duty, they have Slaughter to Prevail in the campaign. They have the last Call of Duty. You had Zoltan from Five Finger Death Punch is an in-game character, which is crazy. Like, I know him. He's a great guy.
Do you remember Avenged being in Black Ops?
Yeah,
Avenged Sevenfold. It was awesome.
That, and he was like, you know, because how I even learned about Avenged Sevenfold was Madden. Bro.
Hell yeah.
That's how I learned Avenged Sevenfold was Black Ops 2.
Let's go.
Like when they released like
that original song.
The famous like Origins map for zombies, and it was Shepherd of Fire.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh, what the hell is that? And I was like, oh, this is cool. And then I played the campaign, finished it, and they had this random track they made and they're playing, and I'm just like, bro, this is fucking sick.
Yep. Who are some of the coolest bands y'all have gotten to meet and perform with? I know one of the things about y'all that I was so jealous about is when that Pantera
We saw the first Pantera show back. And we saw them like 6 more times in South America.
That's so sick.
We saw them in like a soccer stadium in Chile, and they had pyro that was fucking blasting, and wind was blowing it back into everyone's gear, and they're just like, blow the pyro. And they're just ripping like Walk and all the classics, and you seeing that was really cool in South America, the comeback. And it's a tribute, you know. Everyone has their thing about it.
But objectively, they're killing it.
It was cool to see. Yeah, it's really cool to see.
Yeah.
Who's another band that we fuck with?
Gojira.
Hell yeah.
We finally played with Gojira the first time, like in Poland, I believe. And it was the first time we got to play. No. Yeah, I think so. First time we got to play under them, technically, same stage. And that was like a dream come true for me. And like my dream is to tour with them in general. So it's like, also, they're just really good homies with us. And they're really nice and respectful. And to be like, pretty sure like first on that stage with them in that festival, it was just unreal. So
a lot of musicians really love Gojira. I hear that a lot.
Lamb of fucking God, bro.
Let's go, dude. Virginia.
Lamb of God. Lamb of God was fucking amazing. We got to do a couple shows out there in Europe with them. Man, I'm trying to think of who else. I mean, Pantera is like number one.
Yeah.
Oh, Bring Me the Horizon. We opened one show with them out there in Brazil. It was crazy. Was it Brazil, right? Yeah, it was Brazil. It was like a last minute like thing. And they, yeah, it was really like a day notice. And we were like, fuck yeah, we're going to fucking play. Yeah, we're direct support. It was ridiculous.
They just had an issue in like Indonesia where the fans got wild and they're like, I guess their stage wasn't safe and they had to postpone their show. Yeah, the trust. And it's like,
they made
the right call. Have y'all ever had situations in your shows where the crowds are so crazy? You're like, oh, we got to calm shit down.
Well,
seems like y'all would have that.
Tonight, Jesus Christ, it was crazy. So... We usually, for some of our headlines, we don't play an encore because we...
Yeah, tell me the philosophy, because y'all were saying that, and I think that's... I agree with it. I think it's interesting, the philosophy. Encores aren't guaranteed.
Yeah, no, like you said, encores aren't guaranteed, but our thought process behind it is just, we just want to leave people wanting more, you know? And they're going to want to come back. They're going to want to see it. And so much so, it kind of backfired, and we went into the green room, and we leave all of our instruments out ringing, and people were like, trying to break into the door. They're like pounding on it. It was something straight from like Nazi zombies or some shit. It was scary.
The rule I believe with encore is if it's not on the set list, don't play it. And that's just how it is. If you haven't rehearsed it and if you haven't planned to do it, then don't do it, you know?
I'm with it 100%.
We're going to play what we're going to play, and that's all you get. You know, we're rocking out and then we're gone.
Right.
Elvis has left the building.
That's right. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. The you know, and even for y'all, the amount of energy that you put into these shows, it's like, I don't even know how you do this night after night, and seeing, you know, how much y'all are on the road. Really, it's like, it's almost athletic what y'all do, because just tonight.
Hydration, stretching, eating, food is important, sleeping as much as you can kind of get.
How much sleep do y'all get on average per night?
Four, three.
4 hours for real?
Three, four, five, yeah. We drive like 3 or 4 hours.
It's not glamorous, is it? People think y'all are private jetting in between.
We don't have a bus. We've never had a bus.
That's right.
We're in a Sprinter van, trailer. We drive ourselves everywhere.
Yep.
I mean, we're not complaining. We're rocking, but we're earning it, you know?
Right.
People think we're just on a 5-star bus and nah.
Y'all are truly grinding. I have seen that firsthand. I've seen y'all like 5 or 6 times now, and it's like y'all are really grinding and developing like a grassroots fan base.
We pack our trailer ourselves, and we pack our gear ourselves. So,
and I literally saw that too right before we started filming.
Yeah, it's just, you know, we take care of our own shit, and that's just how it's been. And it's just a big, you know, middle finger to everyone who's like, oh, they probably like, no, we drove 2 days to Blue Ridge just to play, and then it get canceled. So, 2 days back. So,
yeah,
I don't know what you want me to say.
How do you deal with being away from home as much as you do, and you know? I don't know. I just, how do you deal with that grind of touring? Because it seems really tough.
I mean, like, seeing, like, it's a weird way of playing, seeing results or whatever, you know, like more people showing up, more people, you know, singing the songs. Like, there's a bigger pit. Maybe this night more people jumped at this part.
Totally.
We asked them to jump. Or, like, even like a big breakthrough on this tour, we started having people, like, put up their, like, lighters or, like, flashlights and shit. Because we've seen, you know, so many bands do it. And it was just, it was awesome, you know, when the lights come down and the whole room's lit up, but it's them doing it. It's not, you know, stage lights and everything. But, you know, like missing home and stuff, you know, we just, it really helps, you know, like seeing results and good things, you know, but you just kind of have to do it, put your head down and do it. Cause, you know, if this is what you want to do, this is It's what you got to do, you know?
I love that so much. Even if I go somewhere for a week, I'm like, fuck, I'm trying to go home.
I mean, like, you know, the harder you go, you know, maybe next time you'll get a better sprinter van with more seats. Or, you know, even this tour, we just did our first tour with a sound guy. Right. Even at that, like, every day is so much easier, you know?
Y'all sounded really good tonight, too.
Hell yeah. I mean, shout out to Rob. He's amazing.
Shout out Rob. He made y'all sound great, but y'all already sound great. You know, I'm always curious how people specifically order their set list. Sometimes I look at people's set lists and there's like codes on them and shit, like red, green, blue, purple. I'm like, what the fuck does that mean?
Ours is pretty straightforward. I mean, we have our couple songs we usually open up with. You know, our catalog isn't very extensive right now.
Right.
You know, we have an EP, we have some singles.
Right.
So we got to play as much as we can. We have our songs that we open up with classically, and then it's kind of just like what goes into each other best. You know, some songs are paired, some songs, you know, have a break in between, and each tour it changes. We just kind of get together and like, what do we want to do this tour, and how do we want it to flow? You know, what are we finishing with? What are we starting with? How is it going to blend? You know, it changes every tour, but we kind of have a grasp of like what the fans like, what flows good, and
what was the moment for y'all where y'all were like, oh shit, we can really do something with this. This is really starting to take off. Is there anything that stands out?
I walked on stage in an arena with -$1.29 in my account. That's when I knew I made it.
Oh my God.
It was a crazy time, but yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's like a couple other times where like I knew we made it or some shit. But honestly, I'm still not satisfied. I want more, you know?
Oh, that's a great mindset.
Exactly.
I'm with that.
I know we made it when I saw Poland, the entire stadium jumping at once.
Yeah.
When we asked them to.
That's got to be insane.
And it's just like one of those things, like, you know.
On another continent.
Yeah.
To have people resonate with what you do, that's nuts.
It was cool, though. But yeah, it's such a weird experience. It's weird, you know? Like, going from, like, opening up in arenas and then coming to club shows and being so intimate with the crowd, and then just it's such a variety that we go through. It's like, oh, we'll do clubs and there'll be like 30 people, and then all of a sudden we're with Bullet for my Valentine, there's 3,000 people, and it's just like
huge.
It's either we have space on stage or we don't have space on stage, and it's still we kick ass. So yep.
I wonder, most people say no. I don't know, do y'all ever get nervous before you perform? I would.
Me personally, not really. I mean, you're not going to die after.
Was that ever a thing for you, though? Were you ever, like, when you first started, were you like, this is nerve-wracking?
Everyone's different. I personally never got super nervous, but I think it really is because we played for, like, 3 years before. So I was really comfortable with how we were and stuff. But everyone's different, and it's good to get nervous. It's good to be a little jittery, you know? So, you know, it means, like, you're excited. I'm always excited, but, yeah, I don't really get very nervous anymore.
First show, I was shitting my pants.
Yeah.
Because it was just one of those things, like, no one knew what we sounded like or what we looked like. You know, it was just like they just saw our Instagrams and I was just shitting my pants because it's like, oh, we go on stage in 5 minutes. I hope no one walks out. You know what I mean? It was just scary and it was sold out. And I was just like, oh, fuck. Here we go. But no, I don't get nervous anymore. It's just kind of like a walk in the park now.
Right.
But you still got to put 110%, like you said. And so it's even though it's easy for us to play these songs, it's still a war.
Usually, like, I don't get nervous anymore, but I more get anxiety in the sense that, like, I just want to play.
Right.
You know, like, our intro gets longer and longer every single fucking night we play, you know, because I just want to get on the stage and fucking play, you know?
There's so much off time while you're on the road. Like, people will say, oh, it's 23 hours and it's just 1 hour a day and you go through so much bullshit to get on stage. I mean, is that a factor for y'all?
Sometimes it's not even 1 hour. You know, for some of our situations, it's, you know, we get 25 minutes of God or whatever. You know, you get, the term is, or the saying is, like, you get paid for the 23 hours it takes to get there,
yeah.
Not the 1 hour you're on stage.
That's true. I believe that.
In all the hundreds of hours when you're not even on tour, too.
So with bands, you know, one of the things I think is I feel like not enough people start bands anymore. If you're listening, I hope you start a band and get good and practice and
work. Do it.
We need more people out here. What advice would y'all give to people who really take it seriously, you know, like y'all do? What advice would y'all give to people who are interested in starting a band? What should they be looking for? What should they be focused on to do that?
You know, just find people, you know, you like around you. Don't take shit. Play the music you want to fucking play.
Yep.
That's all I can say.
Practice. Seriously. It'll pay off. It, like we said, we practiced for 3 years before we stepped foot on a stage, and people loved it. And because we were tight, you know, we practiced loading up my basement stairs and taking our gear down and like cleaning it and then like putting our gear back down the stairs and setting it back up and like record time. You know, we were like, who knows? We might have 10 seconds to get our shit up. Let's go. You know, it was just like, so practice, you know.
Everything's in the details too, along with practice. Like he said, we practice setting up and taking down and writing imaginary set lists and playing imaginary shows. You know, like everything matters, even if you don't think it does. It does matter. Right. You know, like show up on time. That matters. Writing your set list, practicing your set list, practicing loading gear. You know, all that stuff. The little stuff matters as well. But just find friends you like, and you know, just start jamming.
Can y'all give me three bands that had a huge impact on you growing up? Who are the three bands that you listened to and you're like, oh fuck, these bands were big for me? Doesn't have to be three. I just came up with that. It could be one.
Off the top of my head, Nirvana, Pantera, and I'm gonna say Motley Crue.
Hell yeah.
Fuck. I don't know. Because I've heard so much music.
Right.
No. Deftones was really pretty brought in. Hell like
yeah, dude.
Deftones was what? Oh, yeah.
It's hard to limit to three.
Deftones was, like, beginning of my childhood. And then I slowly started getting into Middle Class Threat, which is, like, an underrated band, in my opinion, and they're underground.
What are they called?
Middle Class Threat. They're, like, it's just a two-piece. It's just a drummer, guitar player, and they both sing. It's just cool, you know, hard rock alternative.
Love it.
Then Gojira later in my life, I guess. I don't know. It's a solid list. It's the best I can think of. There was a lot put into my ears when I was growing up, so it's hard to pick. You know, there's so many.
I can imagine. Yeah, totally.
For me, when I was really young, my dad got me listening to Beatles. So, like, I was, like, 5 years old watching the Yellow Submarine. Beatles was it. But two other bands that kind of shaped my guitar playing and just shaped music in general for me was Guns N' Roses / and Pantera and Dimebag.
Love it.
You know, so that's my three. Beatles, Pantera, Guns N' Roses.
And just for the people, give me each one of your favorite movies of all time. I think people would love to hear this. I just like to ask different type of questions.
Step Brothers all the fucking way.
Let's go, bro.
My mom and I know that movie by like every line, and we recite it, and people can't watch it with us because we're annoying. We like know every word.
You're gonna play the drum scene.
Exactly. It's just that movie was a whole family thing. Like we'd all love get that. Together and like have a movie night, and we'd watch that. And that's I think that's why it's one of my favorite movies, because it just required family.
That's so cool. That's a classic.
Nacho Libre.
Let's go, bro.
Let's go. Let's go. That movie is so funny. I can recite every single fucking line. Chacho, I need some sweats. It's so funny. I don't believe in science.
What?
Wait, he's like, I only believe in science.
Have y'all met Jack Black through like Tenacious D or anything?
No, we have some friends that have met him.
It'll happen for you.
We'd fucking love to meet Jack Black.
This will be quick, and then Cole will give his movie. But I almost met him. I was this close. We were at Rockin' Park, fucking wherever that is, and he was standing like this far away from me, and I was just staring at him like this. I was like, oh, here you are. Why are you here? And I was like, oh, it's Tenacious D is playing. We were in Germany. We were in Germany, and he was just there, and he was talking to all these people, and I was just like, you know, I'm not going to say hi. I just don't want to do that, you know?
Love it.
I don't have a favorite movie.
You don't want any movies like that? You watch show? Do you have a favorite trashy reality show?
I really like Breaking Bad.
Love it.
As a TV show.
That's a good show.
But have you ever seen Hot Rod?
I've seen it. That's
Gold Rush. Every fucking machine is
one of the guys from Gold Rush follows.
Everything's breaking all the time. They're always having a freak out. Everything's going wrong in Gold Rush. They never get it right.
What's your favorite trashy reality show, would you say?
Trashy?
You have one? For me, it's like Jersey Shore. I
never got into that.
I mean, I don't have a trashy reality, but my favorite TV show is American Horror Story.
That's a good show.
I watched that religiously. I still watch the first season because it's the best. So
I love that.
Does this count as a trashy reality TV show, Big Brother?
Kind of, yeah. I guess so.
I don't know. I used to watch that when I was like younger.
That's a good show.
Is that still around?
Either, because that's a hard show. I love Survivor.
What happened to that one guy on Survivor that like started flexing his muscles and then he passed out? You know, you know what I'm talking about?
I don't know. You know, I want to bring back the show Rock of Love.
What is that?
You've got to look into it. It's hosted by Brett Michaels from Poison.
And yo, okay, let's go.
You've got to watch it, dude. It is so, it's peak reality.
Didn't Steve-O do that too?
See, I don't know. I don't know if he did, but I know Steve-O, you know, obviously Wild Boys, Jackass. That was like my shit, Jackass.
Oh, yeah, Jackass.
Viva La Bam. All right, so just to wrap things up here, because I appreciate y'all's time, and I know you're fucking tired as hell because y'all work so hard.
Oh, we're chilling. But Ivan,
each one of you, I'm curious, like, how would you describe Vendette sound to someone who is watching this that has never heard Vendette?
Raw, aggressive, in your face. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I agree. Pretty much, yeah.
Go equals power.
Love it. Fucking hell yeah.
Raw, pure energy. Balls to the wall.
The main thing I want to get across to anyone who's watched this, you know these guys, you can tell they're cool guys, but you got to go to a show to really understand it. And you will see the energy. You'll see how hard they go. All that internet chatter goes away when you see Vendette live. Yeah. At the end of the day, that's the bottom line. When you come see Vendette live, it's undeniable.
We welcome all the haters. Just come to a show.
You got to come to a show. You really
can still hate us after the show. Just come see it.
Yeah. You got
to
see it.
You can say fuck you to my face and I'll still like rock out this whole place just for you.
Yeah.
Just the truth.
One.
Yeah, I don't really care what people say. I like playing
the
music. I just like playing the music that I want to play. And if you fucking hate it, then, you know, who gives a shit?
That's how you have to be with anything, with like YouTube as well. Like, you just have to go, I do this shit because I like to do this. It doesn't matter, you know?
We're just going to try to make it to the top and we're going to pull every ankle and every fucking limb or whatever from every motherfucker who's above us, you know?
One more question, actually, that I just thought of. What's your dream tour? If you guys could go out on tour with any one band, whether they take you out on tour or you go out on tour with them, whatever it is, if there's one band you'd really love to tour with, who would it be?
Even like Dead or Alive?
Dead or Alive, yeah.
Oh my God, I mean, I would fucking cry if Nirvana took us
Let's
out.
Go.
Or
shout out to Chris Novoselic, had him on the channel earlier.
Wow. What is he like?
Dude, I flew. So I got this is a true story. I don't think I've ever said this, but I got an email. I was at one of the festivals. I have my phone. It says email from Chris Novoselic. It was like, hey, got a new band. Can it come on Rock Feed? I like your channel, whatever. And I'm like, this shit is fake. Someone's trying to. I get all kinds of crazy emails. I'm like, this is fake. I respond. I'm like, as a joke, I'm like, you know, when can I come to Seattle? And he's like, yeah, we'll set it up. And then, like, he hits me back and is like, this museum would be perfect. And then, like, their people are on the email. And I'm like, oh, this is real.
Oh, God.
And
damn.
So I go out there. I meet him. That dude is so humble and genuine. One of the funniest things he said to me was like, you know, he's like, man, I'm in the T-shirt business now. And I was, when you think about what that means with Nirvana, like, I'm like, man, they must be selling a lot of shirts.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're everywhere. They're in Target and whatever shit. But
he has
anyways.
A band called Third Secret I genuinely strongly recommend, with Kim Thayil from Soundgarden.
Oh,
Matt Cameron from
Yeah. Yeah, that band's great.
Right band. So, Nirvana, sick. And what about you?
Well, also.
Fuck, I don't know. I already said Gojira earlier, so I got to think of a new one. No. I don't know. Any band would be cool. I think, like, I'll just say, like, one that's alive. I'd like to tour Slaughter to Prevail, even though, like, it's a kind of different. It'd still just be cool.
Let's go.
It'd just be one of those, like, those, what is it called? You know when they, like, put a band together when it's, like, a bunch of famous dudes from other bands and they put them together? It's like, super group. It'd be like a super tour. If we had, like, two other people.
To Prevail.
Oh, yeah.
Would break the internet.
Add
Bro,
to that.
Dude, that's
let me add to
stuff.
That tour.
with Malevolence.
Let's
have you ever heard of Malevolence?
I have.
UK.
Shit. And then we add Omerta on the beginning of that. And then it would be in fucking insane, bro. Bro, that would be like a super tour, and it would be crazy because it would just be bands that just throw the fuck down every night and they don't give a shit. That'd be crazy.
I'm clipping this, and we're everybody in the comments, make it happen.
Alex,
make a bunch of
do it now.
Zoom in, tight on the face.
We gotta do a modern Family Values tour. That's what we want to do.
Bro.
We were just talking about it. A modern Family Values tour. No one does that anymore.
Nobody does that. And also, yep. I just want everyone in the comments to truly appreciate how hard, I've said this 15 times, but how hard the chain link goes. Can we take a moment to respect like old school Monday Night Raw backstage interview style? Like, I get serious new metal vibes from that. We built them
ourselves. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
And I'm very tired to be doing this.
We're chilling. Welcome to Vended. Fuck you.
Well,
I'm going pissed.
Look, and
make y'all so high.